inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, what to do with all those potatoes, carrots, and beets that we have harvested this summer. Besides eating them, we could save them for another day. And Master Gardener Ed Byarski tells us how. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So we have all these nice root vegetables that we're thinking about using another day, but we just don't want to stick them in the pantry, do we?
No, we don't. If you were so lucky as to grow winter squash or garlic, that's a good place. Garlic in the pantry is a good thing, but not these other crops that want colder temperatures. Really, as cold as we can keep them, just above freezing, and keep them from drying out.
So where would that be?
Well, I mean, some of us, few in Juneau probably, have a cool basement. Cool corner of a basement, or I built a root cellar in my garage when we built it. But otherwise, a spare refrigerator can work well. There, you're going to have to keep the produce in plastic bags so that they don't dry out if it's a frost-free refrigerator. Another alternative, again, in that cool corner that you can keep the potatoes in, dry in cardboard boxes. That's a good way to go. And remember, all of these are still alive, so they still need to breathe. Even in the plastic bag, should be slightly opened so that they do exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide. Carrots, beets, turnips, rutabagas, that sort of thing, those can be also be stored in tubs with damp sand or damp sawdust. Pack them in there, like layer in a shallow layer of the sawdust in the bottom, then a layer of carrots and another layer of sawdust and another layer of carrots on there. And again, the moisture part is important. You probably during the winter should go back and check and actually add moisture, because some of that stuff does evaporate during time. And eventually some of these will start to sprout in there, the beets and turnips, carrots. But you can even cook your eat the sprouts on those. So there is another option. But, the key thing is just don't have them in a 5-gallon bucket with a lid on them. It needs, again, to be open so you can still get some air circulation.
And does it have to be dark, too?
Yeah, darkness. Well, assuming that they're buried, you know, one would assume they would be dark. Certainly if you have a light in there that you can turn on to check is a good thing. If you are concerned about temperatures, then perhaps a light bulb might be enough to keep it from freezing. Or if we get really cold temperatures, again, in a place like a crawl space underneath the house. So that's really important. And even leeks can be stored in sand. Dig the leeks up just before it freezes. And don't shake the dirt off. Just put them in the bucket, add a little extra sand and, again, some moisture in there. And leeks will keep for months in a cool, dark place also.
And let me clarify something here. If you have a heated basement or an enclosed and heated crawl space, is that still okay?
Again, the temperature is the important thing. So if you can get to an outside wall that's going to be the coolest, cool as possible, and you might want to insulate against the, toward the warm side, essentially. So you want that cool space. If it's warmer, they won't store as long. That's pretty much the bottom line. So colder is better and just above freezing.
Okay, and do we want to store vegetables that have been bruised or show some sort of injury or distress or anything else like that?
No, certainly as we harvest them, we want to choose our best to store. We want to use those, whether the carrots have cracks in them, potatoes, we got potatoes with scab, those should be eaten first. Again, all of those, the other thing too is that they will lose moisture more quickly, bruises also. So we don't want to have some damage on them that potentially some fungus or anything else might cause them to rot, because a rotten potato is unforgettable.
Okay, so eat those first.
Yes.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature. on Morning Edition Thursdays during the spring, summer, and early fall.